Today is Friday, September the 1st, 2017, and we're at the home of Jesse and Gary Walker in Raven Landing Building 1. And I want to thank you very much for being a part of the project of the Raven Landing Resident Stories that we're trying to get underway. And we'll start with a little biographical information. Can you tell us when and where you were born?
I was born in San Diego, California, March 25th, 1942.
Oh, way down south.
Mm-hmm.
And where did you grow up?
All over. Well, my dad was in the Navy, so we were in San Diego, San Francisco, Illinois, Seattle. So we traveled a lot. So my dad died when I was 7 and a half, and we were in Great Lakes, Illinois. And so then we came back to Seattle, where mom had some family. And so I was really raised the rest of my life in Seattle area by Green Lake.
And tell us about your family. Did you have any brothers or sisters?
Yeah, I have one brother and two sisters. So there are four of us. And they're now living in different places. My brother's in Idaho, my sister next to me is in Arizona, and my youngest sister is in Washington State.
So are there any stories about your family or your ancestors that you would like to have on the record?
Well, let's see. I don't know. I don't think so, necessarily.
Well, tell us about your growing up years.
Okay.
Since you moved so much, that must have been interesting.
Well, I think I don't really remember it that much because I was younger, and so I actually had a pretty stable grades. I went to Green Lake Grade School and John Marshall Junior High, and then I went to a Christian high school, a small Christian high school, Kings Garden. And I really...
Those were in Seattle.
That was in Seattle. And I think that when I went to Kings Garden, it was a smaller school, and I met really good friends, and that was a really good time for me. I grew up there, basically, I think, with these, and I'm still friends with them. And a lot of the gals, we've had our 50-year class reunion, and we're planning our 60th. We had the 55th, so... I graduated a long time ago in 1960, but it was a really good time because it was a smaller school. You got to know everybody. There weren't really cliques like there, and I liked it so well that I sent my sister to King's because mom couldn't afford it, and then my mom ended up going to work at King's Garden as the admin assistant to the president of the whole place. And so my brother ended up graduating from there, and my younger sister. So we all four graduated from King's Garden. And then, as Gary says, my mom ended up living there after she retired. She moved with me to Alaska. She lived with me for 6 months in Anchorage because she was between places to live, and they asked her to retire early because she couldn't get her Social Security yet. And so for 6 months, she was having no place to live and no money coming in. So she came and lived with me in Anchorage when I was running three beauty shops.
Oh, what brought you to Tell us what brought you to Anchorage.
Where did you go to beauty school?
Let's get that.
I went to beauty school in Seattle in the University District. And I worked for 3 years for a lady that had a dress shop and a beauty salon. And a gal came through, it's kind of a funny story, came through, and I didn't even do her hair. We were talking. I just had three chairs in the salon. And she said, oh, you ought to move to Alaska. And that's when the pipeline was starting and all this kind of stuff. And I said, well, I don't know, you know. And so then I found out she was a topless dancer. And I said, well, that's not really my thing. I don't think I'm interested in doing that. No, 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 no. I know this man that has beauty shops. And he's always looking for somebody. And I can tell so make a long story short, about 3 months later, I'm out on a date. And I get home and my roommate said, you had a long distance call from Fairbanks, Alaska. And you're supposed to call if you're interested in possibly going up there to work. And I was like, oh, so of course I called and ended up, make a long story short, I ended up coming up to work for the summer in 1968. And I haven't left. So I worked for Danny at Penny's, Danny Gaudian at Penny's Beauty Salon. And then I managed that for a while. And then I went out to Fort Wainwright for him for a while. And then he got leases on the beauty salons in Anchorage. And so I ran Elmendorf. He moved me down there. So then I ran Elmendorf. And then he got the Fort Richardson Beauty Salon. And then he bought one downtown. And so I was running three beauty salons and driving to and from Fairbanks to help him out with the salons up here. And so about 5 years after being down there, I get this call and he said, sell your property, sell your trailer, you're moving back to Fairbanks. And I said, why? And he said, well, I've got this hotel and I need a food and beverage manager. And I said, well, I'm a hairdresser. Why would I want to do that? Well, you worked in restaurants before. Well, I had worked in a cafeteria type restaurant for a short period of time. And I did milkshakes and hamburgers for all while I was going to beauty school. And that was my experience. But he was closing the beauty shops in Anchorage, so I had no choice. So I came to Fairbanks, and I was told that I would have supervision for 3 months. And I had OJT for 1 week, and the manager left and went up north to work, and there I was. So I became a food and beverage manager at the hotel. And then due to circumstances, when that hotel changed ownership, then I went down to the Pioneer Hotel and worked there as a bartender, learning how to be a bartender. And they needed a position at the Culinary Union, Hotel Employees Union, for a business agent. And I had been prop, so I worked at the Northwood for a while, and then I was propositioned to go to work for the union. And my boss at the time was Wally Burnett, and he said, I think you should take it because you've been on both sides of the fence. You've been a manager, you've been an employee, because at the time I was working for him. I was working at the front desk at the Polaris Hotel. So I OJT'd on that job also for a short time. I was a business agent for, I don't remember how long even. And then my health went bad. I had bad arthritis, and I started to have hip surgeries and knee surgeries. And so then I was the office manager instead of a business agent for till, what year was it, Gary? 90? When did I have to retire? I don't remember. 90 something.
You had to be retired.
Anyway, I guess that's not important. But and then I retired from there, and I proceeded from a scooter to now in a wheelchair. And so as Gary mentioned, we knew that we had to find some place to retire to. And we checked Seattle. We've got a retirement magazine to see where we might go, did some traveling, and we realized that if we could stay here, this is where our friends were, our families. Gary didn't have much family left. My family had all split to different states and so on, and I had my godchildren here and my friends here, and we decided that this is where we wanted to be. So, like Gary, we heard about this retirement.
So let's put a little bit in about your marriage, although Gary told us.
Yeah, Gary told us. Yeah. Let's
tell about your meeting.
Well, we met at the Cheney View Hotel, and he was the night auditor, and I was the food and beverage manager, and then worked at the front desk. And then, like he said, we both ran out of a place to live at the same time, and we rented this house that was a bed and breakfast, well, a rooming house. And so we worked with the landlord and said, we'll pay extra if we can have just the two out of the three rooms, because he worked nights and I worked days. And so that's what happened. And then we got flooded out of there and ended up with this old house in downtown Fairbanks that by the time we were moving out was sinking to the middle. Friends took pity on us and put jacks underneath the house in the basement so the floors weren't so warped. And we ended up going to the same, we went to First Presbyterian Church, and we had Bible studies at the house, and he worked at the university, and we finally decided to get married in 93. We were just housemates all those years, and he went through all my boyfriends. He knew what he was getting. He just likes to say he thought he had a longer warranty on me.
Okay, tell us about what your fondest memories are of your...
I don't know. I think my being here in Fairbanks and all my meeting such good friends and having godchildren and helping to raise them and be around them, and I think that's become very important to me. And now my goddaughter has a daughter and a son, and you don't often get to see all that happen. I know a lot of godparents don't see their godchildren forever. And so Gary and I are godparents to Nona's children's children, and we're also Maggie's, we're godparents to my very good friend Maggie, and he has the daughter, and I have the youngest, and I have the oldest for godparents, and we've seen them grow and tried to keep our relationships good, and I think that's been pretty cool.
Okay. Now, Gary told us about Raven Landing, but I want to hear your side of your anything that you might add to that.
Yeah, I don't know. We just
people are going to have to read both of yours to get the full story.
Okay. Well, we, as Gary said, we heard about it, and we had been looking for retirement ideas and where we could have possibly afford to be, and started going to the meetings with Karen Parr, and I became friends with her daughter, and we ended up volunteering on almost every committee, every activity, and I would sign everybody in at all the meetings, so I got to know a lot of the people that were going to be on the list to move to Raven Landing someday. And we both were on committees for the policies for Raven Landing, and we got all excited and started going through stuff. We knew we had only a couple years when it finally was going to happen. For a long time, we didn't know if it was really going to ever come to fruition. And it was really kind of fun. A lot of work, but we ended up selling everything. I think we brought a table and a Taj and a curio cabinet and a couple dressers. Everything else, we sold everything at a big, huge garage sale that Raven Landing had for those that were going to be moving over at the fairgrounds. So we sold everything. We got to buy new dishes. I've never had everything new. New dishes, new silverware, new glasses, new beds, new chairs. It was like we'd hit the jackpot when we'd actually sold all our old junk from our other house to get our furniture. So it was really, really exciting. My first ever brand new place, brand new furniture. It was a whole new event for us. And we had our two little dogs. And so we, like Gary said, we picked the ground floor very carefully where there would only be one person on top of us, nobody next door to us because it's the community room, or by the door. We had the yard out front so we could get the dogs out. And if I had an emergency, we could get me out in my wheelchair, no elevators to worry about or anything. And so we think we have the best apartment in all the buildings.
So your experience here has been
absolutely
as expected.
Better than. I ended up, again, after it was open, we volunteered. We did Perry, Karen's daughter, and I got together and decided that we were going to do potlucks. And so we got all the people in building one. At that time, we didn't have catering. We didn't have any kind of food program, even though we had been promised one. We just weren't big enough, didn't have enough money. So we did potlucks and we'd do $10 dinners and we'd gather, everybody put $10 and we'd decide where we wanted to get some food brought in from. And so the people in building one did get really pretty close. By the time we built the next building, then we started having some catering between the two buildings and stuff. So it was a real bonding experience. So ended up volunteering, and I guess I volunteered so much that I'm now working at Raven Landing. So I retired and retired, and then I now work again. So I'm the administrative assistant to the general manager now.
So I wanted to know, what was your favorite age and why? What would you say?
You know, I don't know what my favorite age was, really. I don't know. I really don't know. I loved it when I did hairdressing, when I moved away, you know, as all young people, when you move away from home and you're on your own and you have your first apartment. And I mean, there was all of that.
And then you furnished your other.
Yeah, this was exciting to have all new stuff. That was exciting.
Okay, well, I think that's all, unless there's something else you'd have to say.
I don't think so.
I'd just like to add a note is that I was privileged to be able to work at Chena View with Gary and Kelly.
Yes. She was our boss.
Well, I wasn't going to say that. I was just going to say that I worked with you, and I loved it. And I loved living here. And they kept saying, you got to sign up, Nona.
That's right.
And finally.
Took her a long time, but got her here.
We've shared Christmases every year for 40 years probably. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we have a lot in common.
Well,
it's interesting
family.
To do this interview because it's the first one I've done where I knew almost all this stuff. I've heard it, you know. But it was really interesting to have it here. So again, I thank you both for doing this.
All right.